Jeffrey, what's that in your coffee cup?
What do you think it is, Jen? It's Death Wish Coffee. It's the only coffee I drink. Death Wish is the world's strongest coffee, and the world's strongest salesperson needs the world's strongest coffee.
Jeffrey and I drink it, and diehards, you need to be drinking it too. It'll help you wake up and smell the order forms. They have 100% no bullshit money back guarantee, so go get your first bag or first box of K-Cups of the world's strongest coffee at deathwishcoffee.com.
So what does an order form smell like?
Right.
That's right.
To the menu.
You're looking for something specific. Mm-hmm. It needs to show up.
I do restaurant menu
get
short
in and get
ribs.
Out. Yeah.
Because I want to know they got the short ribs. Where do we start this? An answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay. This is Sell or Die, the only sales podcast on the planet that isn't afraid to say you're either selling or you're dying, because there's no second place in sales. Win or go hungry. I'm Jeffrey Gittimer, author of The Little Red Book of Selling.
And I'm Jen Gleckow, founder of Sales in a New York Minute. And today we are going to help you sell like hell.
Oh, yeah.
We've got a great guest coming up, but first, we want to introduce you to the one, the only, our man behind the curtain, behind the glass wall.
Wait, it's a glass window.
What? You know, it's a metaphor here. It's okay. Our amazing producer, Mr. Doug Branson. Hey, Doug.
Hello, Jeffrey. Hello, Jennifer. I want to remind everyone they can subscribe to this podcast and share it with their friends on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Overcast, wherever you get your podcast. Just search Sell or Die and make sure to leave us a review. We always love getting feedback from the diehards out there.
Five stars or nothing.
That's
Doug
right.
Doug sounds amazing on the mic.
We're the Uber of podcasts. We want a five-star rating.
Except we don't rate you. You only rate us. And don't forget to join us for Motivation Mondays, our live sales meeting on Facebook.com/Jeffrey Gittimer. We put on the podcast feed as well. But if you join us live on Facebook, you get to see us, interact with us, engage with us, ask us questions, or just say hello.
Okie dokie. Let's get to the rest of the show. It's time to sell or die. So if you could please tell our diehard audience, everybody hears about search engine optimization, or SEO as it's known around the internet. Could you define it for us?
It's about getting found getting found by your prospects, mm-hmm. having something to offer, and getting it's a matchmaking process. It's Google matching their searchers up with what you have on your website. So you want to make sure that matches up.
And then you want to be ranked. I mean, matching is one thing, but being on the 25th page doesn't really do you that much good if you...
Right, and that's a sign that the quality of the match is not good.
Oh,
it's not working.
So let's say I'm a quality guy and I don't have good SEO because I don't appear where I'm supposed to appear. What do I do?
You call me.
Got that. We'll put that in the show notes, Emily.
So what you want to do is create, so most companies, individuals that are interested in ranking high on Google and search engines have heard that they need to start blogging. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's not, you know, news, right?
Yeah.
There's a more strategic, scientific way to go about blogging. You don't want to just put up your latest newsletter or your latest press release, mm-hmm. because nobody is going to read that or find it. Nobody's searching for your press release. So it starts with understanding your customer really well and understanding what it is that they are looking for that you have to offer. And so that's where you start. And then you will craft a blog post regarding one, if even just one of those services and your or your service locations. So, for example, sales training.
Mm-hmm.
Sales training in
Charlotte.
Charlotte.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So a blog post titled Sales Training in Charlotte is going to, you know, if it has the right characteristics, if it's long enough, it has the right keywords like sales training in Charlotte, then that is going to rank high in search engines.
So it's not just a matter of what you post, it's what words you put in the post.
Correct. That's right.
And so it's – and not just my words, but words that my customer might look for.
That's right. So there's some mind reading going on. And you
or
might –
or you can call them and ask them.
That's right. But they may tell you something that's not actually true.
Uh-huh.
And not on purpose, because people aren't always mindful about, oh, what words am I using when I'm searching?
Mm-hmm.
So people start broad, so they might start with something like sales training. But you might recognize this in your own search behavior. You'll get frustrated. You'll start with something broad. It's not – you're not happy with
it
the results.
It gives you too much, or it gives you –
And
yeah.
Then you refine it. You refine your search.
That's
so you
true.
Might attach some more adjectives or a location to that search. And that's where the gold is. That's – those details and specifics are how you want to craft one of your individual blog posts.
So let me put this into context for our diehards for a minute. Diehards, a lot of you have said to us that you want more leads, that you want more people calling you and finding you. And this is a way to get that.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. You were telling us at dinner last night, Emily, that I asked, how do you get your business? And you said,
I decide, where do I want to work? Where do I want to travel?
Literally, she said, I like going to the West Coast
yeah.
for travel. So I make posts and I do what I need to do with SEO and WordPress and all that.
Right.
So that my phone rings with customers on the West Coast. That's
classic.
Freaking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think
so,
she just wants the miles.
Yeah.
that is a benefit.
Free
but I like
vacation.
I like the sun.
There you go.
I like the beach. And WordPress training in San Diego. If someone is looking for WordPress training in San Diego or
– they're going to find you first.
That's right. Or Seattle or Phoenix or Denver. I'm going to come up number one, occasionally number two.
Yeah. You know, one of the interesting things you were saying this morning during our training was that your homepage isn't as important as people think it is.
That's right. Yeah. So when you're getting your site developed or redesigned or launching it from the get-go, a lot of attention goes into that homepage
mm-hmm.
as if it's a storefront, right? So we are the typical storefront. The window is everything. That front window, it draws people in.
Mm-hmm.
Not so with websites. People come in the back door with websites and they leave the same way, never even passing through that front door.
Ooh.
So it's the landing page, not the front page?
It's typically not. Most, and you'll notice this in your searches, most places you land when you're doing a search, you click on that link,
mm-hmm.
you're almost never
on the homepage.
I'm
thinking about things I search for, and like I'll search for the menu of a restaurant, never mm-hmm. even going to their homepage, just restaurant name,
mm-hmm.
menu.
Yeah, you just want
but
what
some
you
of them
want.
Have tacky websites and the menu's like the third thing down
yeah, it's
on
horrible.
Their homepage.
But I won't go to their homepage. I'll search the restaurant name and menu and I'll get taken right,
that's right
to the menu.
You're looking for something specific
mm-hmm.
it needs to show
I
up.
I do restaurant,
and you
menu,
get
short
in and get
ribs.
Out. Yeah.
Because I want to know they got the short ribs. Okay, but it sounds too easy.
I know, doesn't it?
So why isn't everyone doing this?
I know. What's going on?
I don't know. Well, we weren't doing it.
There is I do a lot of training, WordPress training and SEO training. And so I have this experience with people where the light bulb goes on and the SEO agency that's been hired for this outlandish price, they end up getting fired. So that's the experience. And it's really exciting to see the light bulb go on, that it's not terribly complicated. You have have to create the content. You don't need to hire an agency to do quote-unquote SEO that usually isn't willing to do the hard work of writing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really all in the writing. The wealth is in the writing. So it's so where people kind of get a little bit crestfallen is this idea that they might have to write. So
God,
no.
Wait a second. If you're a salesperson out there and you're looking to get more leads, make more sales, make more money, and have a great life, you may actually have to work.
So here's now I do have some sympathy.
I want to tweet that, by the way.
Like, I do understand this time thing with, you know, oh, now you want me to write now? Like, so you asked me.
You have to write, but you have to include the words that you want someone to find,
right.
Correct?
That's correct. And you asked me, why aren't more people doing this? And I think that there is a little hurdle over, maybe there's a little bit of disbelief no matter how many examples I've shown you. It's mm-hmm. kind of like, no, really? It can't be. It can't be that simple. And then the other part is, oh, now I just need to get down to it. I need to maybe write 10 posts, and that'd be a good solid foundation. And I say, whoa, no, just one. Let's just write one. Let's start with one.
Mm-hmm.
And because I know it can seem overwhelming to put like a list of 10, right?
Yeah.
So I think that people get overwhelmed with the idea of writing. And one of my solutions for that is, okay, so if you're not going to write, instead of hiring an SEO agency to do this work for you,
hire a journalist.
Hire a copywriter.
Yeah.
Hire a copywriter who understands SEO.
Or who just wants to, you can give them the 20 words that you want to be
yes,
in there.
Yes.
And let
them
construct
outline.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah. Take control. You know, you be in charge of the title.
What I did
subheadings.
On my summer vacation.
But anyone could start a blog or a website very easily mm-hmm. without having to have like a fancy schmancy homepage. And, you know, they just have an about you and then like do everything in posts. How does that work?
Yeah, so you really want to have very few pages on your website.
Right, but you want them
like
to look classy.
Listen, all thinking on websites.
To a degree, I would still want somebody to put some design into whatever page they landed on. You just can't
of
have
course.
Text.
It's
not going to be very effective.
Right. So there's this idea that it's a false idea. It's not true that a post has to even look like a post. So
mm-hmm.
a post can be designed to look like a page. It can be designed to look like a home page.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, you and I were working today, Jen,
yeah.
on doing just that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is possible. It doesn't have to have that traditional post.
It doesn't have to look like a blog.
It doesn't have to have a date or an author.
That's okay, but it has to look good.
Correct.
So when someone lands there, they're impressed with the design, not just the content.
I think
yes.
what Emily was saying is you don't need as many pages on your actual website as one would think. What you need is posts.
Right, right.
So why does Google care about posts more than pages?
So posts are created, the way they're organized is according to category, author, date publish, tags. And so it's organized like a database.
Mm-hmm.
And Google is a giant database. So they fit together very well. So that's one part of it. The other part of it is blogs tend to be very dynamic. They're updated regularly. Ha, ha, ha.
March 16th, 2004.
Yeah. They're more likely to have current information than an old page, an old about us page. You know,
so suppose I'm an entrepreneur or I'm a sales guy and I work for any kind of a company, whether it's a delivery service or equipment of some kind, business equipment or anything, accountant. You just named the four or five categories that you need. You need that you need to either have a design for or to have a copywriter for. Could you start a spreadsheet? What are the headings for the spreadsheet?
Yeah. So okay, that's a great question. So you're gonna start with what are your services?
Mm-hmm.
So
what am I offering?
Right. So you can have a whole collection or you can do just be a one-trick pony, right?
Okay,
doesn't
fine.
Matter. So those – that'll be a part of your post titles. So what are your services? So sales training. right? Mm-hmm. And then where do you provide those services?
Okay.
What are the locations?
Okay.
And that can be throughout the United States.
You can do multiple locations, though, according to you, correct?
Absolutely.
You start a Charlotte page, but then you can easily change it to Raleigh, and you can easily change it to Jacksonville.
Okay. Absolutely, yep.
All right, so I've name, locate. Where's my name? Do I ever show up in there?
In the content
in the sequence of things.
Eventually.
Oh. A lot of times people aren't really searching for you,
right,
or for
exactly.
our diehards.
Imagine,
for
I don't know about that.
Right.
Well, so you're a different case, Jeffrey.
It's sales training in Charlotte. And what's the next category?
Okay, so you've got your – so and I want to add in there, let's say you're a local company. You mm-hmm. really don't go beyond mm-hmm. Charlotte, for example. Are there suburbs in Charlotte?
Yes.
So I have helped someone who is a mobile auto detailer, mm-hmm. gets in his van and drives around the different suburbs and provides car detailing. And mm-hmm. he is not going beyond that geographic area. And so he has targeted all of the suburbs. So if someone does a search for car detailing in, name a suburb.
Yeah. Gastonia.
You got it. Yeah, Gastonia, number one. And people do searches in that way for those specific services. So keep that in mind when you're thinking about location. So the other heading, so what do we have here? We've got service, location, and then the other heading is going to be related keywords. What are some of the contextual words associated with that service.
Mm-hmm.
So Google crawlers are intelligent enough, those robots are intelligent enough to know, to understand context. So, for example, training.
In other words, they can understand what it means, not just what it says.
Right. It knows that words are related. So, for instance, training is in context with learning, classes, workshops, coaching.
Mm-hmm.
Those kinds of
gotcha.
Words. So you want
seminar.
So you know, in order to avoid sounding like a broken record throughout your writing, you want to use those contextual words without fear of losing the strength of your keywords.
So I have one other thing. We were sitting around meeting today, and Alex, our brainiac, mm-hmm. comes up with the idea of the best sales keynote of 2018 or the best sales trainer in 2018. And all of a sudden, I'm number one. I mean, literally, I was number one because maybe uh-huh. it's only. But if you're an exterminator or you want to be the best bug killer in Charlotte, North Carolina, as well as bug killing services or exterminators in Charlotte, North Carolina. I mean, you can have more than one keyword title, correct, or more than one SEO title.
Not in the same post.
Right. No, I understand that part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you want to have a collection of posts so that are targeting your various services
mm-hmm.
and the different ways that people will search for them. So for example, in-person training
mm-hmm.
is different from training in Charlotte. So
gotcha.
So they'll show up in different search results and not compete with each other.
Everybody, including you, including me, needs a little help, even if you have trouble admitting it. You know, it doesn't matter how long you've been in sales. The more you learn, the more you earn. It's just that simple. And if your sales needs help, it may be time to consider the Gittimer Learning Academy. It's the fun and easy and gamified way to brush up on sales fundamentals and learn some new advanced strategies to close the next deal. You know, sales, closing, that's what it's all about. Or creating the atmosphere where the other person wants to buy. We have hundreds of hours of lessons on closing, referrals, prospecting, you name it. You won't find a more comprehensive library of sales knowledge anywhere on the planet that you can actually use 1 minute after you learn it. Go to GittimerLearningAcademy.com today and sign up for a free demo. I love free, and so will you.
You're really smart about all this. How did you get into it?
Yeah, how did you get so smart, Emily?
About it?
Practice.
Yeah.
That's the truth. So I actually value training myself and pay for training.
Mm-hmm.
And when I got started with this, I had no intention of taking it to where it is now. I didn't know, you know, but once it came to me, I was like, yes, I accepted this. I was like, I can totally do this. So I kind of spun my wheels for a long time just trying to figure out how WordPress works,
mm-hmm.
which I don't recommend doing. It would have been a lot faster for me to just pay someone to train me. But I'm going to tell you, I had a hard time with all those videos, you know, the ones that are made by middle schoolers.
Yeah, exactly.
So I watched a lot of those and just made lots of mistakes and wasted a lot of time. But one thing I didn't do that on is my SEO, learning about SEO. I hired a gentleman in Denver. He's no longer with us, but he trained me virtually from Denver, and that was my first experience with virtual training. And I was really worried that, oh my gosh, this is so expensive and it's virtual. He's not even going to be here in person. And am I even going to be able to learn this way?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm so glad that I did it. So because it's really had such a powerful influence. I mean, once I had that light bulb experience, you know, that moment where I was like, you're kidding me. I can do this and it will work. Really? And then I actually trusted that and I went forward and it works.
Wow.
So that's cool.
So that has been really exciting. And I'm also, I have a social work background, which serves me well in terms of being able to connect with people. And so that serves me in being able to do training. So I'm not your typical tech junkie.
So listen closely, cool. Diehards. Emily invested in herself to learn, took a risk, got the education, and has turned it into money. Is
yes.
that a fair path?
Yes. Yes. I'm
and
a huge fan of
I don't think there's. I don't think there's anything that whatever you're thinking about right now, like, geez, I really wish I could be a better fisherman, or I wish I could be a better traveler, or I wish I could be a better salesperson, or I wish I could be whatever it is, or maybe I want to be a pharmacist. But whatever it is that you want to be, there's an ability for you to learn this online with someone else's Zoom account, literally face to face. That's number one. Number two, regardless of what you want to do, you can, or what you want to attract, you can post about it in a myriad of ways and get inbound calls.
Inbound, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what percentage of your calls are inbound?
100%.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
I receive inquiries every day, and all of them are either filling out my contact form or calling me.
That's
all of
cool.
them. Yeah.
So. That's not too bad, is it?
No.
No.
I love it.
No, right, exactly. So here's a salesperson, woman, who makes no sales calls.
Amazing.
I only respond to inquiries.
And of those inquiries, many of them will turn into a relatively easy sale because they're not being sold. They want to buy.
That's right. Most people have already made a decision that they want to work with me when they pick up the phone.
Or they want to do something in SEO.
Yes.
And so they want to find out if you're the one for them.
Right. And so the sale happens in that phone conversation,
mm-hmm.
but it sure does help a lot when they make the first contact.
Of course. Because you don't have to explain anything. They've probably already poked around to find out who you
yes.
are.
Yes. Yep.
Very cool.
Yeah. I'm sold.
I'm sold.
Okay. So the first thing that I – do you have your own website? Is it emilyjourney.com?
Emilyjourney.com.
All right.
Cool. So it's Emily at emilyjourney.com.
It is actually Emily at WP-artisans.com. I know. I need to fix that.
The shoemaker's daughter.
Oh, man.
Just, you know what? Just Google Emily Journey.
Yeah.
That's right.
Super easy.
Yeah. But I think that for you out there, don't, you know, maybe you're going to Google Emily Journey so that you can hire her for SEO, but you might want to Google Emily Journey just to see what the hell she's done, because it's pretty amazing, and you're going to be way better off when you understand what the principles are so that you can enhance your own business, enhance your own reputation, and get the customers that you're now cold calling to call you. Thanks for being here today, Emily. Thanks for being on Sell or Die.
Thank you, Emily. My pleasure.
Diehards, thank you for listening to Sell or Die. If you like what you heard, make sure to subscribe and rate this podcast. Give it a star on Overcast and tell a friend.
Tell both your friends. Just don't tell your competition. You can follow me on Twitter at Gittimer and Jen at Sales in Any Minute.
Send your sales questions to sellordie@gittimer.com. We'll be back next week with Motivation Monday and another amazing guest.
Until then, I'm Jeffrey Gittimer.
And I'm Jen Gluckow.
And we're reminding you to get out there and sell or die.
Even if your ass falls off. Sell or Diehards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.